get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Good morning, golf players, golf fans, and everyone who likes anything relating to golf, and Happy New Year. From Tee to Green, your favorite source for golf news and entertainment, I'm Jerry Butenhoff coming to you yet another time, another year in place here ahead from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Going solo again this morning to start our first show of this 2012 season. Jay Ritchie on the road this weekend back in Massachusetts. And hoping that every one of you out there has a better 2012. I know that that's all that we always strive for each year, and for some of us it almost has to be. So here's wishing everyone a great year for 2012 and hoping that your holiday season was gushing with joy. To start the year, we're going to explain to you the real reason the number of golf rounds have declined over the past few years. And the answer might be different than you think. Andrew Wood of Legendary Marketing, who is brutally honest, I'll warn you here, will give us the lowdown on what needs to be done to get golf back on the upswing as far as number of players, number of rounds, and that sort of thing. After that, we will invite Chip Burley from AB Golf Designs on board the show. Chip's company produces a specialized line of golf head covers, some of which you may have noticed at this past year's President's Cup, adorning the U.S. clubs there. Also, we'll take you to our website, tee2greenradio.com, show you around there, let you know a few things that you can do if you haven't been on there recently. And we'll give you golf news. There's golf being played this weekend, all coming up today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Our show is live and in real time on the internet and at sportsbyline.com. You can also link to that from our website, tee2greenradio.com. Nationwide, Sirius Channel 208, XM 93, also worldwide on American Forces. Be right back after this. Staying with us.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-Hour Energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-Hour Energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-Hour Energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
This is the show by golfers for golfers, Tee to Green. Jerry Buttenhoff hosting solo this morning. On this date in 2006, we had our very first show in our new format and our new home location on Sports Byline, and still going strong in year 7. I'd like to thank everyone at Sports Byline in San Francisco. Our producers and engineers have been wonderful all this time. Anybody remember those first two guests we had? Raise your hands. Just a couple of you. David Fay and Herb Kohler. Herb Kohler, the owner of the Whistling Straits Golf Complex and Black Wolf Run up in Wisconsin. And that was our first show in our new format and our new location, broadcasting from the Broadmoor every Sunday back in on this date in 2006. And we're still at it here. If we have any golf course owners, general managers, or anything listening today, this next fellow is going to be brutally honest with what you need to do to pick up your play there. And we're going to talk about what are really the reasons why golf has kind of declined in the past few years. And it may not be exactly what you think. From legendary marketing, Andrew Wood, leading off here, first to play in 2008. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Jerry. I'm legendary. How are you doing?
Yes, you are legendary, that's for sure. I'm doing swell. Did you have wonderful holidays down your direction there?
Yeah, we've had some stunningly great weather down here in Florida. It's been pretty much averaging 75 degrees every day, so it's been great, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have 75 today. I have 25 right now, I think. So let's talk about what you do with legendary marketing, and introduce yourself a little bit first to our guests, and what does legendary marketing do, and how long have you been with them?
You know, I founded legendary marketing in 1998, and basically we're now regarded as the world's leader in golf and resort marketing. I've worked with over 1,100 clubs, primarily in the U.S., but also in Canada, United Kingdom, the Caribbean, and actually doing some work in France and Spain right now as well. So we're kind of a worldwide operation. I guess what we specialize in primarily is websites. And, of course, over the last couple of years, we've really got heavily involved in promoting golf and promoting the clubs through social media.
Right, and we're gonna talk about some of those things as we go through the course of our time here. Let's start out with the website deal that that you really have been telling people or talking about with clubs. You've got a John Daly reference that I love. I will let you tell that to the listeners about websites and John Daly.
Oh, well, I think, you know, the key thing, I think the John Daly comment that I had on there somewhere was disappearing faster than John Daly's credit line at the Bellagio. Is that the one you're talking about?
Well, I was saying something about some of the websites couldn't sell a beer to John Daly. That's the one that I was going after here.
we got a couple on there, right. You know, I got onto the Internet business actually back in 1994, Jerry, which is pretty much BC in Internet terms. And back then, I was actually in the karate business. I turned a small karate school in San Marcos, California, into a chain of 400, which was the largest chain of karate schools in the world. And I got on the Internet. A guy told me one day, hey, you should check this out, 94, there's nobody on the Internet. I built a website for my karate business, and you wouldn't believe it, but like the first month or two, I was getting 30,000 visitors a month. And, you know, that's an incredible number. But
back then, yeah.
Then, everybody was getting on the web, but there was hardly any websites. And I often joke to people, you know, I was getting 30,000, how I turned 30,000 visitors a month into dust, because I did nothing with the traffic. I didn't get them to opt into my email newsletter. I didn't engage them. Obviously, there wasn't social media back then. But that's what you're dealing with a lot of golf clubs today. They've got websites that really are no more than electronic brochures. They don't engage the golfer to download a free booklet on how to hit the ball further, or to download some stories about Arnold Palmer on audio, which is one of the ideas we use. They just don't engage. I mean, the key reason to have a website is to get your customers or your prospective customers not only to visit the website, to actually interact with it. And if you look at most golf websites, they're really pretty poor. I mean, 95% of the websites I see out there for golf clubs are from a marketing perspective, totally worthless.
Now, do you think, Andrew Wood is our guest from Legendary Marketing to open up the year here. Do you think, Andrew, that a lot of that is because the particular clubs or country clubs, private, whatever they might be, have not trained certain people or don't have the people in place to maybe make that work for them properly?
You know what it really is, Jerry, and you know, I hate to say this, but there really is an age bias. I mean, I'm 49 at this point. I would say the majority of the people I do business with are slightly north of that. They're probably, you know, the guys making decisions at golf clubs, for the most part, are in their 50s. And the fact of the matter is that anybody who's, you know, I know this is a wild generalization, but I look at the demographics and, you know, most of the people making decisions really weren't brought up with the internet. You know, there's that gap somewhere around, you know, guys who were, you know, I was in college in 81, 82, and we had computers, but anybody who was in college before 82, I mean, there really wasn't, you know, desktop computers. And I think a lot of it is just, you know, people that are running golf clubs now that are, you know, mid-40s and beyond really just didn't grow up with it. They grew up in a different era, you know, the 70s, the 80s, and I just don't think they put a priority on it. It's just not the way they did business.
Right, right. You talked about interacting or making the websites or golf courses making websites more interactive. How much of that is also when people you know, go to any other website, let's say, and download something, does that also automatically create more of a database or a referral system that clubs can go back to then in the future?
I have a book out, Jerry, called The Golf Marketing Bible, and I've just redone it recently and added 60 new pages about social media. And I can sum it up in three words: engage, educate, and entertain. You must engage with your prospect, educate your prospect, entertain your prospect, and then, only then, you can try to sell them a membership or an outing or a tee time or whatever it is you're selling. So that's really the key to this whole social media thing, and it also transfers through to your website and also to email marketing. So, for example, the typical club in the daily fee market sends out, you know, an email a week or two emails a week or sometimes three, and it's just price point, price point, price point. And there's no value there. And what I recommend my clients do is something totally different. So, for example, have you ever seen that video that's on the internet where the guy's at a range and he goes skeet shooting? Have you ever seen that, Jerry?
I have, actually, yes.
All right, so there's a perfect example. And to all the listeners, if you've never seen that, just go on to YouTube, type in redneck skeet shooting. It is the funniest golf video you will ever see. So what I would do, instead of sending out a price point, you know, come out today and play our daily fee golf course and save 50 cents or 50 bucks or 50%, I'll send out a video, Jerry, that says, world's funniest golf video. And when you open the email, it's going to say, hey, Jerry, we were surfing the internet we found this video, which I think you'll really enjoy. Everybody here at the club thought it was fabulous. Click here to see the link. P.S., it's a beautiful day. Click here for specials and tea times. Now you can see how dramatically different the response might be to that email rather than one where all it does every single time you get it is a discount coupon.
Yeah, especially
Go ahead. Yeah, I mean, you see how different that is, a different way of approaching it. And I can tell you, because we monitored this, when we sent out that email, and this is what's astonishing, first of all, the open rate to that email, the world's funniest golf video, went from an average of 15% to about 33%. But here's the most amazing thing. There was a 105% pass-around rate. So 105% of the people that got it, you know, they forwarded it to more people than actually got it in the first place, is my point.
Yep, all right. And everybody likes a good laugh. To Andrew, hang around. We'll continue right after this break. We're talking to Andrew Wood today on Tee to Green.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenities spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 16 restaurants, lounges, bars, and cafes, 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. 11 airlines offer flights to the Colorado Springs Airport, a 20-minute drive from the resort. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Kelbel, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today I'm going to talk to you about chipping and helping you get up and down a few more times from around the green. Three things necessary to be a good chipper, and it's all in the technique when you've got a chipping shot in your sights. One is you have to have your hands ahead of the ball. Make sure that you are leaning towards your target, so your weight is on your left side if you're a right-handed golfer, right side if you're a left-handed golfer. Play the ball back in your stance, back a little further than you think. The key is to have a significant bend in the shaft. There ought to be about a 45-degree angle between where your hands are held and the shaft running length of the ways down to the ball. Make sure that you keep your weight on that left side and bump the ball with your back of your left hand towards the target. Do not break that down. Keep your Y. Thank you very much.
For more on getting the ball up and down, in particular the chipping game, check out the website tee2greenradio.com or visit your local PGA professional.
We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. That would be you folks out there that listen to us each and every week, or even just on occasion. Tee to Green coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs via the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You know, you can go to our website, teetogreenradio.com, in case you forget what channels we're on satellite radio, because we have moved a couple of times. But ensconced right now, XM, Channel 93, Sirius, Channel 208, and all that information is on our website, teetogreenradio.com. Speaking with Andrew Wood of Legendary Marketing down in Florida, one of the industry leaders in golf marketing and giving great information to country clubs, public facilities on how to best market the game of golf, which is apparently as much or lack of good marketing has as much to do with the decline in golf as the economy and such. Andrew, one of the things that you talk about is price testing. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I think one of the things you've seen in the golf industry is you've seen a dramatic decrease in play over the last 10 years. I mean, pretty much play has gone down 1% every year for the last 10 years. And I think the reaction to the decrease in play at a lot of facilities is they simply discount. And you know, rounds have gone down at a lot of clubs. I was just reading something in the paper this morning. Clubs' rounds have gone down from 35,000 to 20,000 in 10 years. And so they try to increase the number of rounds by discounting. Well, you know, if your rounds have dropped 15,000 rounds and you cut the price, it just makes it harder to dig out of the hole. And I think a lot of golf courses just really don't test anything other than discounting. The club down the street discounts, and so the club up the street discounts. You know, we've had a lot of success in developing value-added propositions. So, for example, at one of the clubs we manage, because we manage a few clubs as well down here in Florida, what we did was we bought a whole bunch of golf shirts. We got the great deal on these golf shirts. We got them from a vendor with a logo on, and rather than taking our prices down, we said, hey, come out and play this weekend for $39. The competition in the area is charging $29. We said, come out and play, and we'll give you a free golf shirt worth $40. It was a tremendously successful promotion, and, you know, we bought the shirts in volume at $6 each, and they were a pretty nice shirt. So there's an example of rather than discounting, just providing something that has additional value.
Okay, and that's certainly a different way to, and maybe a new way to look for some people. You briefly brought up social media before, and let's go into that a little bit and why that is important, why that is so important in business nowadays to some degree, and what can golf facilities do via Facebook, for would be the prime example, to gain down that avenue.
Well, you know, the golf industry, unfortunately, is 10 years behind the times. They're just waking up to the fact. I mean, there's still a staggering number of golf courses don't even have a website, if you can believe that. And most golf courses are still behind the social media curve. I think they're beginning to get on the bandwagon, but most of them, if you go to most of their Facebook pages, you know, some of them, I was on one the other day, and it hadn't been updated since Darren Clark won the British Open. So he's got a Facebook page, and if you ask him, he'll tell you they have a Facebook page, but if he's posting on it, you know, once a quarter, it's probably not going to have much of a positive effect. And so Facebook's actually now, and I hate to say this because I primarily build websites as my income, Facebook's more important now than having a website. It's more important now than having a big email database, and I've been stressing those for a decade. The reason it's more important is because web traffic, believe it or not, Jerry, and this is a shocking statistic, but web traffic has gone down at the major portals every year since 2008. Did you know that?
I did not, no.
Yeah, four straight years of decline, and the reason is because so people are leaving the portals and instead they're using the social media, they're using Facebook, they're using Google+, they're using Twitter. And so major traffic's gone down. Open rates have plummeted to emails from, you know, 30% to about 15% for an opt-in list. Meanwhile, people go to their Facebook page every single day. Some people look at it four or five times a day. You don't have to beat a spam filter. If you can get somebody, a golfer, a player, to like your club's page, then you're going to be able to communicate with that person on a daily basis, not have to worry about spam filters, not have to worry about Can Spam Act and all that stuff, and you're going to be able to develop a strong relationship with this player. And the key to growing a big Facebook following is to have a valuable landing page so that the first time they go to a club's website, there's some kind of spiff, or as we call it in the industry, an ethical bribe to get the player to want to like your page. So it could be a coupon for a, you know, a free card. It could be a coupon for a free round of golf early in the season or late in the season where it wouldn't affect their P&L. It could be, we have a lot of downloads. We have a download by David Ledbetter on how to hit it further. We have a download by David Frost. Frosty's a good friend of mine, and he wrote me a putting booklet on how to putt like a PGA Tour star. We've got some audio books. So we've got these different kind of electronic gifts, if you like, whether it be a coupon or a booklet or information or some entertainment in the form of stories. And by liking the page, the golfer gets access to these things. And so if you change these out every few weeks, some people will opt for the discount. Some people opt for the golf information or the how-to. Some people would rather be entertained. By mixing and matching these landing page promotions, you can quickly build a Facebook database of 2,000 or 3,000 players, which is a huge advantage because the average club's probably got 200 or 300 players.
Very good. I love the ethical bribe term. And once, are you finding that the clubs that are buying into this, you know, once they do a couple of the things that you're talking about, you know, more than once, let's say, is that spurring that golfer to keep coming back again and again and say, hey, let's see what the East West Club has going on this week?
Well, the beautiful thing about Facebook is they don't have to come back because once they like your page, anytime the club posts on their Facebook page, it's going to show up on that person's wall. Yeah. So you don't have to get them coming back. And that's the real beauty of Facebook. Probably the best example I can give you is there's a big resort up in Michigan called Treetops, which we took over about a year ago. They'd have 10 straight years of million-dollar losses. And by having an aggressive email program, an aggressive Facebook program, we've got over 5,000 people on our Facebook pages at Treetops.
Wow.
We were able to increase their income this year by a staggering $2 million. We were up. And this is in Michigan, which I'm sure the economy there is worse than anywhere. We actually grew revenue by $2 million.
Great. Yeah. Do the golf facilities budgets match their expectations?
Well, great question there, Jerry. And I always like to tell people, I find this quite hilarious, but you know, when I ran my little karate school, my second one was in Irvine, California. In 1988, I had a 1,000-square-foot karate school, and my annual budget for marketing was $25,000. You know, here we are in 2012, and you're looking at a golf club which has a $1, $2, $3, $4 million gross, and their average budget isn't even that. It's quite staggering. The expectations do not match the... I don't know what other industry in the world you could go to where they budget so little of their gross towards marketing.
Wow. That's something that they certainly have to look into and come up with ways to learn about, you get what you pay for kind of mentality, and sometimes... I guess we tend to forget that. Andrew, great stuff. Where can people go to find out more about what you guys do and ask for your help if they need it?
I think legendarymarketing.com is the best place to start, and from there you can check out the Facebook page or the blogs.
All right, beautiful. Andrew Wood from Legendary Marketing down in Florida, great stuff. Here's hoping that you and I both get to play more golf this year, if nothing else. How's that?
There you go. All right, Jerry, thanks for having me on your show.
Andrew Wood from Legendary Marketing. Go to legendarymarketing.com for more information about what they do. Be back with Chip Burley right after this on Tee to Green.
Dish Network is making the best value in TV even better. Introducing the new Blockbuster Movie Pass, included for up to 12 months when you sign up for Dish Network with a qualifying package. Get thousands of on-demand titles streaming straight to your TV or PC. Plus, unlimited access to over 100,000 movies, TV shows, and games by mail. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with promotional prices starting at just $19.99 a month for a whole year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. The best value in digital TV is available with a Dish Network authorized retailer. Call us today at 800-283-7507 for savings, quality, and value only with Dish Network. That's 800-283-7507. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Prices include $5 for Blockbuster Movie Pass. Requires Dish Online account, broadband internet, and compatible receiver. Call for details.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 16 restaurants, lounges, bars, and cafes, 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. 11 airlines offer flights to the Colorado Springs Airport, a 20-minute drive from the resort. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Last week we touched on driving. I want to further that a little bit this week with four more tips that are going to help you hit it better off the tee. First being your shaft. It should be no longer than 43.5 inches for, I'm going to say, at least 90% of the golfers out there. If you're enamored with a long shaft, it's harder to hit, harder to time, harder to hit on the sweet spot. You're going to hit drives far less consistently. Remember, 43.5 inches on your shaft. The other thing is the right flex in your shaft. Most people need no more than a regular shaft in their driver. Far too many people hit too stiff a shaft. Ball will go to the right. It'll be hard to time. Again, bad habit to get into. Make sure that you have the right flex in your shaft. Most people need regular. Two more things. Tee the ball high off a tee. If you tee it high, I'll guarantee if you get used to that, you'll pick up 10 or 15 yards. Very, very easy thing to do, easy thing to practice, and an easy way to get 10 or 15 more yards, and who can't use that? Lastly, I want you to play it just a hair more forward in your stance. A lot of people play it just a little bit too far back. Play it off your left heel or even off your left toe. This will help your club head speed just a little bit more. It'll help you get your left hip through the ball, which is very important for hitting the ball with power. And you'll pick up a little bit more distance. Keep it a little bit straighter. Most people hit the ball to the right too much off the tee. This will help keep it down the fairway.
For more on how to hit it longer and straighter off the tee, check out teetogreenradio.com or visit your local PGA professional.
This is America's longest-running network radio golf show, beginning year number 7 with the Sports Byline Radio Network. Over 20 years, all told now, way back to before there was Facebook and all that sort of stuff, as Andrew Wood was telling us. We're going to head down to Arizona right now and talk to Chip Burley. He's the co-owner of AB Golf Designs, and one of the things that they do is specialize in golf head covers, and you may have seen, or if you, the ones that were used by the President's Cup team, U.S. President's Cup team down in Melbourne a couple months ago, were designed by AB Golf Designs, which is a nice feather in their cap to start a decade off. Chip Burley, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about that President's Cup thing, and let's talk about AB Golf Designs and introduce people to what you are, and tell us how you and Fred Couples got going on that deal here.
Well, it was really cool. We're fortunate to have a great rep that travels the circuit for us on our behalf and mingles with all the pros. And he's friends with Freddie. And last spring was down in Texas. I believe it was Houston Open or something, and got in front of Freddie. And we got a couple samples that we thought might be up his alley because he said he was looking for something unique yet traditional. And so we made some high-quality leather, almost love leather samples for him, and I think we did a 5 or 6 for him. Put them all out on the practice tee, and he selected the blue and white one and made a few tweaks to it, and we went to work on it, and as a result, he gave them to everyone on the team as a gift for the tournament that was in November down in Australia.
Beautiful. Once he came up, or once the two of you got together on a finalized design, was it quick to, then to get everything done for him?
Well, no. I mean, you know, these are all made by hand by us here in the U.S. Everything else that we do is made over overseas, but we keep a pretty close eye on this stuff, and it's all done by hand. And we, of course, had to deal with the PGA as well, so we had to get their certification on it, get their approval. But, you know, it took a little while, and there were, I think, 40 sets that we made. So 20 sets, I guess, that we made total with four each in them. So, yeah, it took a while, but it was a lot of fun. And, of course, everyone has been calling us ever since saying, how do we get a set on our club?
Exactly. Now let's talk about AB Golf Designs. People may know you in the past as Butthead Head Covers. So let's get everyone transitioned here properly, shall we?
I think it's important to do that. So a few years ago, my partner DJ Langer and I purchased the company. It was called Butthead Covers. I think they had something like 86 SKUs. And they were all upside down. It was a great kind of niche product. It was you know, upside down animals primarily, and a few people. The one very popular one is the plumber, and it's got, of course, the plumber's butt with his pants sagging down a little bit. It caught our attention because they had wonderful distribution agreements. They were in, you know, all 50 states, 35 countries, but it was a relatively thin product line that they were putting through. We recognized that there was an opportunity to broaden that product line, get into some more traditional head covers like we did with the throwback, which is the knitted covers that we did with this leather line that we're doing right now, with some more novelty things. Some things were a little bit more PC than, say, a raccoon's butt. You know, we came out with a bag of popcorn and a bag of French fries and a few other things that are whimsical. And we changed the name. We recognized right away that it wasn't very politically correct, and it was keeping us out of a lot of pro shops, et cetera, by having Butthead. So we do maintain Butthead as a product line, but the name of the company now is AB Golf Designs.
Talking with Chip Burley, he's the co-owner of AB Golf Designs, who had a nice thing going on with Fred Couples in the President's Cup this past fall. You know, people, golfers, like toys, gadgets, that sort of thing. You know, a lot of people, I mean, regardless of where they're from in life and everything, you go around any golf facility and you're going to see some unique head covers and everything. How difficult is it to come up with something that isn't out there already? And do you guys brainstorm ideas? How does that process work over there for you?
It's a great question, and it's a question that everybody always asks us. And I'd like to give a lot of the credit to my business partner, DJ Langer, who's very creative. Literally, he was walking, he lives part-time in New York City. He was walking down the street last summer and looked in a music store window, and they had this Jimi Hendrix electric guitar on display. He took a picture of it, and, you know, a month later, we offered it as a USA Hendrix guitar head cover.
Oh, awesome.
Right? And, you know, we were in a movie premiere a couple years back, and they were passing around these old-fashioned bags of popcorn, and we said, how cool would this be? And sure enough, we went to work on it, and a month or two later, we offered that, and now we can't even keep them in inventory. So it's very much of a every single product has a story. You know, the USA boxing glove that Rosie Jones picked for the Solheim Cup and gave it and put it on all the girls' bags over there in Ireland for USA, she met us at the PGA show. She loved the idea of the glove. She asked us how we got the idea. Again, it was my partner DJ, was in Vegas. He was poolside and witnessed a bachelor party and all these rugby players from England. And one guy was dressed up in the full Rocky outfit with the gloves and the cape and everything. And he took a picture of the glove, and next thing you know, it's our hottest seller.
Wow. I don't know if any of our listeners know much about rugby, but, you know, nobody parties like Ruggers, and a rugby bachelor party, that just, that had to be off the charts, I'm thinking, huh?
That's exactly what I said to him. He said, you know, a lot of big guys, and you stay out of their way.
Yeah. So he must walk around with a little notepad in his hip pocket constantly and jotting down stuff then, huh?
His notepad is his brain and his iPhone. He loves his iPhone. He's always taking pictures of things.
All right. So first of all, let's get people some information. Anyone that's interested in looking at your products and what you have available, where do we send them here?
Our website is AB, like Apple Boy, golfdesigns.com. And everything's on there. And there are different categories, which people will notice, and everything from, you know, collegiate down to throwbacks. And, of course, the Butthead line is in there. You know, the throwbacks are interesting. We recognize that people like the old school knitted ones, but we wanted to be differentiated. First, we wanted to be coming in at a lower price point than our competition, but I wanted to have a story behind it. And I remember years ago, I was reading a Patagonia catalog, and they were talking about how one of their chinchilla jackets was made from recycled plastic bottles. So I set out to find the same material, and after a long process was able to source that. And now our knitted head covers are made out of recycled plastic bottles. So they look
awesome.
Like wool, but they're actually green.
That's incredible. What I think a lot of people are finally getting educated on how important recycling can be, and who would have thought that that old milk bottles, for example, could be used for head covers nowadays?
Yeah, it's really cool. They grind up the plastic into pellets, and then they spin them into this polyester, and then they weave them. It's really cool.
Wow, interesting. So, what do you find the people that come to you? I mean, is there a lot of, I don't know how you, if you track this kind of thing, is there a lot of return business to your website and to your, with your customers, or are people replacing head covers on a regular basis? What are you finding, any trends that way nowadays?
We've done some studies, and it's interesting. Covers tend to stay on there for about 3 to 5 years, depending. And it's not usually due to them wearing out. It's usually people looking for a change. And, you know, again, if you're watching the President's Cup and you see that they're pretty cool looking and you think that might look good on your bag or your husband's bag, you know, that something like that usually spurs a change. Mostly our purchasers are women, believe it or not. They were looking for presents for their husbands, for their children, for their father, something like that. And so there's a lot of females that do the purchasing. So we tend to cater to that quite a bit. So there are some good repeat customers. And then really what we've seen is a huge market for us is the custom and corporate market. A lot of companies, you know, Geico came to us and asked us to do their green gecko, the little guy that you see on their commercials.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they, you know, they ordered 40,000 or something like that to start with us, because it's almost like a guerrilla marketing for them. You know,
sure.
If you go to a private club, you're not allowed to advertise anywhere on a private club, but a private club can't ask you to take your head cover off. So, you know, for 18 holes, you're out there advertising for Geico.
That's one way of extending the marketing arm, that's for sure. We got about a minute left here, Chip. I know a lot of there's been a lot of cross-marketing between sports, and you'll see head covers from professional sports teams and colleges. You're going down that avenue a little bit also?
We did. There's a quite a lengthy process. It's called the CLC, the Collegiate Licensing Corporation, that is the gateway to college licensing. We were awarded a license for the University of Wisconsin. And if you go to our website and click on college, you'll see that there's a Bucky the Badger, which is their mascot,
very well known,
as well
yes.
as a set of the throwback, the recycled knitted covers that I talked about in red and white with badgers written on them. And they've done very well. You know, Wisconsin has a big alumni network, and they love to advertise for their school.
Good deal. abgolfdesigns.com is the place for people to go. Chip, good information. Congratulations on that President's Cup and the Solheim Cup thing. And we'll keep in touch and keep us posted on what you guys got going down the road here.
Appreciate it. Would love to talk to you again. Thank you.
Chip Burley from AB Golf Designs. We'll go on tour in our final segment of the day right after this on Tee to Green.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Do you think a career in the sports industry would be your dream job, but you're not sure how to break in? From prospective students looking to earn a degree in the field, to entry-level positions, to seasoned top-level executives in the industry, NextStepAthletics.com has all you will ever need to be successful. Whether you're a high school student looking for a university that offers a sports management curriculum, or maybe a college student looking for that great summer internship opportunity, we're the place to go. You see, Next Step Athletics is the only all-in-one resource for the sports industry. Become a member for free today and take advantage of all NextStepAthletics.com has to offer. We're hosting the only one-stop shop for all levels of sports professionals, from sports-specific jobs, education, networking, events, message boards, and much, much more. We have it all at NextStepAthletics.com. You see, the only way to stay one step ahead in the sports industry is to take the next step, and that's with NextStepAthletics.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hour in Radio, Tita Green, coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. I'm Jerry Buttenhoff. First full week in January always means professional golf underway. PGA Tour gets going this week on Maui at the it's the Hyundai Tournament of Champions now. The sponsors changed over the course of time at the Kapalua Resort. This is a Monday night or a Monday finish in prime time. Throughout much of America, and I guess chances are there'll be more scoring in Hawaii than there will be at the BCS Championship game tomorrow night in New Orleans. So if you have a hankering, Golf Channel has the coverage this weekend. Here's what's going on so far. Steve Stricker shot a 10-under 63, par is 73, at the Plantation course at Kapalua there. So Stricker with a 5-shot lead at the midway point. He's minus 15. That's Webb Simpson with a pair of 68s is second at minus 10. Kevin Na is at 9-under. And then Martin Laird and Jonathan Bird are at minus 8. Bird, the defending champion, and he opened with a 67. He was the first-round leader but slipped a little bit yesterday, and now he is 7 shots back, tied for fourth. But 2 days left to go there. And looking at the PGA Tour schedule, with the exception of some of the alternate events that are going on in conjunction opposite the British Open and stuff like that, all but one event now this year, $900,000 to the winner. Hey, boy, that's big money. The Champions Tour gets underway also in Hawaii in 2 weeks. They'll open up on the Big Island at Kona at the Mitsubishi Electric Championship. And the women, still about a month or a little more from getting going, they'll have the opening tournament in Thailand the weekend after Valentine's Day, so around the 18th of February. And then the first home side event here in Arizona about a month after that, middle of March. And the LPGA has added an event in Hawaii in April, and we'll talk to you more about that as time gets up and get you up to date on some of the schedules on the various tours and everything. Of course, the men staying in Hawaii next week for the Sony Open at Wailea, one of the longstanding events on the PGA Tour. Thanks this week to Andrew Wood of Legendary Marketing, legendarymarketing.com. If you want some help promoting your golf course and what you need to do to get people to come back, that's a good place to go. Chip Burley, AB Golf Designs, abgolfdesigns.com to find out what they're about. Thanks to everyone else for listening. Until next week, hit them long and hit them straight.